Hey, this is Red Band. If you want to find all the podcasts that I produce, including Lil Esther's podcast, go to deathsquad.tv. There you will have all the links and videos and Ustreams and all the stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to the Death Squad on iTunes by typing in Death Squad, or to download individual episodes like Lil Esther's, just type in Lil Esther's podcast. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, if you can donate anything, go to deathsquad.tv for more information.
All right.
All the time. Okay, so seriously, I have the best guest ever today because he's the best person to be around. He's so funny and he's so weird. He's homosexual. Is it okay if I say that?
Well, there's that. There's that. Well, it's cool right now. So I'm yeah, thank God.
That's people... why we have him around. Homosexuality is like
But I'm like a cool homo.
Yeah.
Like I don't, you know, rape or
No. He's not like, wait, Mike, can you turn my earphones down a little? It's like really loud. Okay, cool. So yeah, he's not gonna rape you.
Uh-huh.
He's not that kind of gay guy. He's just gonna make you laugh.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do.
I think it's time now that there's some gays out there in the comedy world, you know, that can be cool with themselves, because, you know, the closet cases are just so boring now.
Right, there's so many comedians that are, like, actually, like, 80% of all comedians are gay, and they just don't tell.
Right, you're just kind of like, look, you guys are broing out again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just kind of like, yeah, this is, but it's cool because I'm, like, the advice guy, like, the guys up at the store are like, so, you guys ever get bored and, like, just, you know, jerk each other off? And I'm like, what? What party did you go to, and why wasn't I invited?
Yes. Everyone in comedy and entertainment is gay. Like, most female comedians are gay.
Really?
You have to be fat or a gay girl to be a successful comedian.
Yeah. Or both.
Or, well, the Whitney Cummings and Chelsea Handler are not that.
They're pretty. They're pretty.
They're skinny.
Pretty and skinny. Power women.
Yes.
Business attire.
Yes. Whenever I see Whitney, I'm like, oh, she's so pretty. I'll never be like her.
No, you won't.
She's like the hot senior, and I'm like the fat, ugly freshman.
You're the transplant. You're like the Sweet Valley High transfer student.
It's really sad.
Oh.
But you're going to do stand-up with Whitney, mm-hmm. right?
Next week in San Francisco, we'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club. On the... Crap. Let's see. The 20... It's still February, right? The 24th, yeah. The 24th to the 27th, and you can go online at www.cobbscomedyclub.com and get tickets.
You're like the chosen one. Whitney chose you to take.
Yeah, I would like to think that. I think Whitney and I have a really cool relationship. I think she's awesome. She's doing like a bajillion projects right now, so she's really, really busy, but... I love her stand-up, I love her shtick, I love what she talks about, and yeah, I'm glad that she sees a glimmer of hope in me.
She's a real-life princess.
She is. She's like the bastard Disney princess. Excuse me, last night's, like, coming back to haunt me.
Uh-oh. Justin...
Is there water or whiskey or something?
Justin and I are working on a web show together.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impromptu, mm-hmm. and we started working on it this week, and we're really excited.
Yeah. So if you have any iMovie tips that you would like...
So if you know...
I hate doing research and, like, working online.
I know. But we're...
I know Gmail, and I know Facebook, and I know Twitter, and that's it.
That's all it.
I'm very granola.
Peace.
People like have programs, and like I'm looking at all these wires here, and I'm like having a panic. I'm like Mark Summers from Double Dare. I'm like having a obsessive compulsive.
Mark Summers. Is he still around?
I think so. He hosts that like food show.
Oh, so he's like doing that stuff.
But you know he's obsessive compulsive, right?
No, I didn't.
Like
know
he
that.
Cleans like the inside of envelopes and shit. Can I say shit?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Thank you. All right, anything I want.
Yes.
No, we and Esther and I actually were talking about pop culture a lot. That's what we do. We just kind of like shoot the shit.
I think that's what a gay guy and a straight slightly chubby Jewish girl do. Mm-hmm. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. And especially, we look really weird next to each other. I noticed that when we got out of the car.
Really?
Like, you're like 3'2", and, and I'm a giant. I'm like.
How tall are you? 6'1"? Like
6'3½". Yeah.
That's tall. That's too tall.
I'm like Lenny from Of Mice and Men, but cuter.
We could never date.
Mm-mm. But we could get some interesting stares. That we could possibly do that. I think that'd be pretty awesome. Just like walk around holding hands. People would be like,
I always try to do that with my really good looking gay friends. Mm-hmm. Like make people think that they're my boyfriend so that they think I'm like hotter than I really am. But it's always odd. Like people always know when a guy is
gay. Who are you hanging out with? Do I know any of them?
My friend Matt. He's like.
Oh, Matt. Yeah.
You don't know. No, not Matt. Not
Audrey. Like we all know each other. Oh, right.
Gay Matt number 47.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
What's Matt's last name? Can we say his last name?
I shouldn't.
Why? Is he not? He doesn't.
I don't know. I never know who's safe and who's not safe.
Oh, okay.
So many people are watching this and that know me and they're like, what is this gay shit?
Oh, should we talk about like football and stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about sports.
Okay.
Sports.
All right. Let's talk about
no.
Bitches and hoes. Yeah. That's always good on Saturdays.
I don't like women that like sports. I think they're all liars.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think sports are so stupid and I don't get it.
It's weird. Okay. Let's go into that. I agree with what you're saying, because one time I went into the Hudson, which is a restaurant on Santa Monica. It's like Santa Monica and Crescent Heights, and they have like, you know, they bro the whole place out. They put like flat screens and football and everything. It's one thing when I hear a group of guys like, yeah, go Packers and shit.
Right.
It's another thing when I hear that one girl in the back who's like, yeah! I'm like, stop it. Really?
You're just doing it for attention. Like, yeah. You just want to have sex with hot guys. Trust me, I've been there.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I don't know. Or they're like, their dad just really wanted a son. And like, it's trying really hard. Mm. I don't know.
My dad has two sons for that, which is cool. We're very, very, we're a very dynamic family when it comes to that. Because I have a brother who plays, he's getting scouted for the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates for baseball.
Oh.
So I have like the baseball player brother.
So you don't have to worry about.
No. Yeah. I have the sister who likes blacks.
Yeah.
She's black into that. She likes, well, black dick. In general.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with
There's
that.
Nothing wrong. It's Black History Month. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
You know.
I had a tweet that was semi-racist. My dad called me this morning and told me to take it down.
Why?
Because I said that.
Wait, your dad is telling you to take your tweets down?
You were there. Yeah.
He told you to take your tweet down? I didn't hear that. I just heard he wants to like go to Voyeur with Lindsay Lohan and stuff.
Oh my God. I had a 10-minute conversation with my dad on the way here. Justin, what did you think of that?
He's like the Zagat guide. He's like this place in Santa Monica is hot. Celebrities from around the world travel there. Its cuisine is eclectic, Italian, and fair. It's like, what?
He's like, the concierge from the Peninsula Hotel would recommend this.
The concierge, Fred, would be glad to show you around.
He got this travel magazine and has been reading it to me, like, in pieces every day.
Oh, it was nice.
So yeah, we want to talk, let's talk about the Grammys.
Oh God.
Yeah. Even though it was a week ago already, but.
But I mean, you know, it's almost the anniversary of it being a week ago. So it's still hot. We can talk about it. What do you want to, did you have any highlights?
Obviously Lady Gaga.
You liked the Lady Gaga. You liked the egg. The hat. Egg.
I think that Gaga is the queen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Britney Spears is a devil.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Well, I wouldn't hold that against you.
Okay, people, I know that you guys are like, who cares about Britney Spears? I care, because she's disappointed me so hard in my life. In the past, like, 4 years, I was so devoted to Britney, and now she just lets me down.
Wow.
Disappoints me.
Have you talked to her about that? I'm very on the fence with this. I have to, like, choose my words, or I will, like... I'll get crucified.
Yeah, no, I... That's the thing, is, like, I loved her for so long, and now it's, like, this new music video, she looks like Beetlejuice, and I want to...
She does not look like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, she does.
She looks the same to me. It's so weird. She always has that, like, it's very weird. It's very strange, and she looks exactly the same to me. And they had all of her videos in the back of the of.
I didn't even get that far, but that would be the best part.
I think she's awesome. I mean, I don't know. It looked like a big commercial to me. That
she's
video.
A robot.
She's a robot.
She's not a
but she's a rich robot, and I would be a rich robot any
you
day.
You saw the house she just bought?
Yeah, it was like $1 gajillion in Rancho Cucamonga or
something. $18 million house.
It's a 10-bedroom house. She has two kids.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I had a 4-bedroom suburb home growing up.
I had 3 bedrooms. And there were 2 kids.
See?
We were fine. Yeah. My parents weren't pop stars. They were not pop stars.
I think my dad was a closeted Mexican pop star at one point in time. My stepdad.
Your dad's not Mexican,
yeah,
is
my
he?
Stepdad. He's Mexican. Yeah.
Oh, your stepdad.
Yeah, I'm the diversity family. Like, I've got the
but
Mexican
what's your
dad.
Nationality?
Italian and... Wait, hold on. I know that. Italian, German, French, Old English, and Cherokee Indian.
I could see all of it.
All of it? A big mesh pot. Mesh pot? Who knows? But the Grammys were, I thought, in my opinion, really stupid.
Whoa.
I honestly, I don't know. Lady Gaga was fun, you know, whatever. I liked it. I'm weirded out by her prosthetic thing she's doing now.
I'm not weirded out by that at all. I'm not surprised by it. So if someone were,
like, the spiky bones and the cheeks and the horns and stuff.
She's just trying to reinvent.
I think she's the Book of Revelations. I really do. I honestly think Lady Gaga could possibly be the Antichrist because growing up in a Southern Baptist home, you know how that obviously went well.
We could not have the more different upbringings. Like, I don't even know what Southern Baptist means.
It means you're going to hell no matter
what. I think that Holly Montag was... Brian, didn't Holly Montag say she was Southern Baptist?
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got that.
Brian's info for the day.
Yeah. Heidi Montag. The more you know, Heidi Montag's a Southern Baptist. With a soul in there somewhere, I'm sure.
No, Holly Montag. Oh, yeah, Heidi. Oh, who knows?
I thought Heidi Montag.
Oh, God.
Holly Montag.
After we went out, Holly started telling... Oh, I'm getting a call.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No.
Answer calls.
Just in the middle. Like, yeah. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Do you know who Holly Montag is?
I want to see if any of...
Justin?
No, but what I was saying...
Do you know who Holly is?
Holly Montag? I know I've probably... No, who is she?
She's Heidi Montag's older sister.
Oh, shit. Well, of course. Then, yeah. I know who my Heidi... Heidi Holly. Wait, do you remember when... Heidi went home to her family and they hadn't seen her? Was she there at that dinner?
Yeah.
When, like, her mom was like, well, we remember when you were human. You know, like, it was, like, horrible things.
And dude, yeah, Holly was telling me how, like, they had this wedding, like, a Spencer and Heidi wedding, and the brother, like, Heidi has a little brother that was sitting next to her, and she, like, ignored him the whole time, and, like, how Heidi's just always been a selfish cunt and all this stuff, and it's not fair. I don't know. I feel like that's me of my family, though. Yeah. Like, I moved to Hollywood, and I'm, like, trying to get plastic surgery and stuff.
Yeah. You're trying to get plastic surgery?
I don't know. Why not?
Like, boobs or what?
I'm not...
right to the boobs.
I don't know. Like, girls, I don't think, like, a girl's like, I really want my brow lifted. No, I immediately think, like, oh, I want my boobs done.
No, I don't want that. I don't know. When I'm really... If I ever get really rich, I might go crazy, though, and do weird things.
Like porn star boobs?
No. I wanted
I
that when
porn
I was little.
Boobs. I think
you do?
I love porn stars. Yes, I do. I have... It's weird how many porn stars follow me on Twitter. Gay, straight, tranny. It's like... It's. I guess I speak for the porn stars.
I need to get that following, then.
It's pretty amazing.
I really want to get that.
The gay porn stars love me, and as they should. Because I'm a hot... Peace.
He's so funny, but, like, Justin, like, let's talk about how you, like, swooped to the top of the chain at the Comedy Store, and...
Oh.
Like, he's, like, a big deal, by the way.
Working on it. Well, trying to.
Yeah.
Like, how I swooped in and just took over?
Yeah, he took over, and now he's the president of the Comedy
Store. Yes, I'm actually the... Yeah. I work out of my office at home.
No, but yeah, Justin was, like, doing some rinky-dink show where, like, it's, like, an outside promoted show and no one has any respect for it. And the the owner of the Comedy Store, Mitzi Shore, was just there, and she's never there because she's, like, 80. And
I haven't seen her since that night.
Yeah, I've seen her once.
Was it the summer? Like,
it was the day after Michael Jackson died.
Oh, was it really? It was that?
Yeah, I remember, like... Thriller was being played or something. It was weird because you remember it's one of those things like, oh, where were you on 9/11? Where were you when Kennedy was shot? Like, Michael Jackson's turned into, like, where were you when Michael Jackson died?
Totally. I have mine. I was eating lunch with the world champion boxer, Chika Nakamura.
Damn.
Yeah. And she actually got a phone call during lunch, and she was dating Michael Jackson's
I was, like, chef. Waiting for that. I was, like, dating Michael Jackson's...
personal chef. Oh, okay. And he called her during the lunch, and she, like, canceled the call, and then I, like, got a... like a CNN alert thing. She's like, oh, I should have taken his call because he's now out of a job.
And yeah, that sucks. I just remember like driving up and down Sunset and like hearing everybody just blasting
that's
Michael
so
Jackson
stupid.
Songs.
That's
it was
so
really
lame.
Kind of, I was like, of course, LA's like, remember when? I'm like, you never jammed out to remember the time until now.
I mean, I engaged in that and I thought it was fun, but looking back, it's like, that's lame.
Yeah, it was sad. But yeah, that happened. And I remember thinking like, because it was a outside promoted show, and I remember going, oh God, they're going to cancel the show. And I had a lot of people coming.
They were going to cancel your comedy show because Michael Jackson died?
Well, yeah, I was like, you know.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
It's L.A. You never know. Like, you know, New York, everything shut down. Yeah. Michael Jackson's died. Everyone, fend for themselves.
Oh my God. No, but what we were saying, yeah, so it's this L.A. promoted, or whatever, shitty person promoted show. No offense.
No, it's fine.
And Mitzi Shore, the world famous comedy talent.
Queen. Yes.
Saw him and was like, pass him. Yeah. And get him to the top of the list.
Yeah. And I had no idea what was happening. I remember Bobby Lee coming up to me. Bobby Lee, Brett Ernst.
Whoa.
Who else was there? Dove Davidoff. All the like big guys
were
all like, who the hell are you? And I'm like, I honestly don't know how to answer that question.
How did you get the news? Which for people that don't understand.
It happened that night.
No, like, but, like, what, did, like, Mitzi come up to you? Was it Tommy being like...
God, it's so funny because it sounds so, like, epic.
It was so epic.
It was scary because I did the show, because I was backstage in the main room and there was, like, 25 people back there. And I honestly had about, like, 20 to 30 people there that night. Who were just like, oh, wow, Justin's performing on the main stage. Because that's what I was thinking about. I was like, wow, one day I want my name on that wall. And one day I want to be on that marquee.
Oh,
and,
shit. Cinderella story.
It totally was. And then, like, Cinderfellas. And so afterwards, I sat back down with my friends. And we're all sitting down. And all of a sudden, my arm gets grabbed. And a friend of mine who was there was like, Mitzi just passed you. And I'm like...
Who said it?
Random
person?
My friend Tammy Jo, I was doing her rooms. She was like, come with me, quick. So I get hauled off to the front of the Comedy Store, but I had no idea. Like I didn't know like my way around it ever, you know.
Yeah,
so it's creepy. So I go to the ticket booth where Tommy is, and it's like totally that like genie kind of thing where he's like, hello. Do you realize how your life has changed? And I'm like, what's happening? He was like Zoltan or Zoltar from Big, right?
Yeah.
And like, he's just like, the genius that is Mitzi Shore has just passed you. Do you know what this means? I love how I make Tommy sound like Professor Snape.
It's so much better than any impression I've ever heard of him because it's so much more accurate.
And he's just like, gives me the history. Sam Kinison, it took 3 years for him to pass. You are special, Justin. You are very, very special.
He must have been going crazy in his head because he's never seen anything like that happen before.
Well, I still didn't know what it meant. I was just like, what's happening? And Bobby Lee's like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, I've seen you on bad TV. So it's very like, it was very weird. And all of a sudden, like people were like, I remember Brett Ernst being like, if anybody gives you shit, man, you come to me. Oh, and I was like, what? Am I going to get beat up? Like, what? I didn't sign up for this. Like are people going to roll me like a chola in the parking lot?
Hilarious.
And so...
If anyone gives you trouble, man. Dude, he's always like trying to get every... Like, it's all good, man. I got it.
Yeah. And I mean, it kind of like, you know, gave me a respect for the people there who actually like came up and talked to me. For a while there, it was very like, nobody gave me the time of day because I mean, nobody knew who the hell I was.
Right.
I honestly didn't know who the hell I was. I was like... Shit, I gotta be up here more than once now. And now it's like, you know, it's fun. I've definitely learned a lot about...
But for people that don't know... Sorry that I cut you off.
No,
probably,
it's okay.
Like, your
so
epic...
So rude. My epic, your epic, epic statement.
But I wanted to get this out there that, like, Mitzi was, like, comparing him to Robin Williams. Like, big deal. Like, he's really fucking good on stage.
Thank you.
He's, like, he's physical and he's funny and he's just crazy. And he's gay. He's like the gay Robin Williams, but he's not overly gay. He's like,
but I don't talk about any of that.
He doesn't talk about
stuff.
Being gay, which is great because people are always like, "Why don't you talk about being a little girl?" And I'm like, "No, to me, I don't look like that." And yeah, you don't have to be all gay.
I don't. I think it's dumb. I mean, it's one thing. My philosophy is like, if you're a woman, why do you have to be the woman comic? If you're a black guy, why do you have to be the black comic?
Well, if you're black, you should be the black guy. No, I'm kidding. Well, my dad thinks I'm racist, which I'm so not racist. Whatever.
So I actually get like a little chip on my shoulder when somebody does do that. They're like, and their next comic is gay. Who's ready for that? I'm like, really? Yeah, you have to throw it out there like that?
I know.
It gets better, by the way. It gets better.
What does?
That's my It Gets Better campaign ad. You know all those kids who like kill themselves and stuff?
Oh.
Like I'm an It Gets Better campaign. It can happen, guys. So if there's any lonely teens out there, I don't know.
No, it's true. That's a scary thing.
It's I mean, there was definitely a time when I remember because I was a fucked up kid. Not my parents' fault, just me. Well, yeah, it was my parents' fault because we never talked about sex or anything. So I just had to like figure it out. Yes. There was a time when I dated girls. I was very popular among the ladies.
Really?
I was. I dated the prom queen. I dated the captain of the cheerleading squad. Whoa. Well, the dance team. She was the dance team captain. And she was Mormon, too. So there was, I'm sure she's somewhere off her rocker now. And then, I dated a whole bunch of girls in college.
Did you always know you were gay?
Yeah.
Type thing?
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I didn't know what it was. It wasn't talked about. This was like before, like,
Willa Grace. Southern Baptist shit. That's fucking...
You'll go to hell. But it was never talked about. Like, nobody talked about it. It wasn't like, you know... It's now more out. Like, it's like kids are being born out of their mom's vaginas with, like, sparklers and, like, streamers now. And I'm just like, damn. Like, I can't... Like that little Thai kid. If you haven't seen this video on YouTube,
oh my god, Asian baby drag queen,
Asian baby princess. Burlesque, yeah, princess. Like, God, I'd never in a million years like.
Wait, Asian baby? No, drag Asian baby princess.
Drag Asian baby burlesque princess. Those are the search
those
words.
Those are the keywords. It is so bizarre.
It's weird.
It's a little bit weird, but you have to kind of just be like, well, that's we accept everyone.
Yeah, and he's been on the Today Show, and I haven't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was like, his mom's like, he just wants to wear women's clothes. I never got into like women's clothes and stuff like. That.
Yeah, I don't see you as being that kind.
I never, but I remember like gym, like after gym in high school being really awkward.
Really?
Yeah, because just like hormones and people showering and stuff.
Oh,
and I would
yeah.
never want to get it in the shower. I was afraid to take showers at the after gym.
Because you were afraid you would rape someone?
No, just because it was weird. Because I don't know. It was just very, very bizarre. And I had a homosexual gym teacher.
No way.
But he wasn't gay.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know if
I mean, he never came out. He was...
Well, he would make sure that we all wore, like, our jock straps, and, like, we didn't have a football team. Like, I was at private school for a little bit, and so he'd always make us wear our jock straps, always check to see if we were wearing our jock straps, would stay in the locker room with his clipboard and make sure we showered.
Why is there more, like, gay pedophile stuff than there is to girls, I think? Is that, like, that's, like, the thing, like, little boys is, like, the hot...
Little boys are the new little
That's
girls.
That's like the number one.
My gym teacher was also gay, but he molested like...
Oh, he molested?
He molested people. And it was one of those things that only us as the kids knew. Like, we'd be like, dude, Jason got molested again. And we're like, I know. But we never told adults. And like, no, but then one day he just kind of disappeared. And I think somehow something...
Your gym teacher was Freddy Krueger?
Yeah. And all the kids knew. They were like, that's so stupid.
Like, we used to call him Film Up Phillips. Because he would like come up behind us and just spank us in the butt and do a little squeeze and shit. Like that.
Why is this more popular than it really should be?
I don't know. Like, it's kind of hot. I think that's kind of But I mean, as an adult, obviously I'm not into like children and stuff like that. That's
I must have
weird.
Grown up in a really like good neighborhood because I never saw or experienced any of that.
Well, no one wanted to molest you as a kid.
That's true.
Well, I don't know.
My uncle is like way better, has girlfriends that are way better looking than me, so it was safe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never, no, no one ever molested me. I do, well...
Maybe.
No, I'm not, I love, I didn't have to like think about that. No, I didn't. But like I remember one time like my dad's friend was like got out of the shower and was like,
ew.
Like walking around naked in his house. And I was over at his house because I was friends with like his kids. And I was like, this is so weird. And I remember like going, and then another time going back over to his house and like he had his porn playing. And I didn't know what it was because it was like an inside porn shot. I remember, I swear I'm not crazy. It was actual like they somehow got the camera inside the woman's vagina and like you see the dick going in. No. And I didn't know what it was. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, oh, you guys go outside. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, what was that? My friend was like, this is porns. I'm like, whoa.
Porns.
Yeah.
Gross.
And I remember my friend's mom subscribed to Playgirl. So I got to look at Playgirl as a kid.
Wow. What women subscribed to Playgirl?
That's what I wanted to know. Because like I have girlfriends
who... Lady.
That's what I thought too.
Whoa.
But my friend Chris was like, yeah, my mom's got Playgirls. And I was like, oh, let's take a look at those. I'm an adult now and I have no girlfriends who subscribe to Playgirl.
No, you for
but
sure
like
don't.
The magazine, like not even the internet. I guess playgirl.com wasn't out.
I think that went out of business recently.
Well, you get Levi Johnson on your cover and yeah, of course.
Did he actually end up doing it or was it like
he did, but he didn't show his wiener.
I used to intern for Playboy and
really?
I was in college I did an internship for Playboy and it was fun.
Uh-huh.
I got a t-shirt that belonged to the Playmate of the Year.
You got the Playmate's t-shirt?
She left it in the bathroom. Yeah.
No, yeah. No. They were
she's
supposed
like, here's
to,
my cum rag. There you go.
I was getting my tour of the New York offices, and he was like, this shirt's supposed to be for Sarah Underwood, but I guess you can have it. I'm like, okay. And like, I wear it all the time now.
Like, really all the time?
Yeah. It's You're been wearing like it 3 years. I think I wore it last week.
Oh, shit. I have to show you. Look at this. You want to see a really, like, whore shirt? This is what I put on. This is my
Wait,
friend.
I don't want the cat on me. I was petting you and I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I don't like you.
So this is a shirt. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so slutty. Your breasts are out.
Hanging out.
Wow.
Yeah. This is my friend Trevor Rains. He's a designer.
He's
awesome.
A cool shirt.
And this is My Sex is on Fire. And this is actually my friend Mike Matroni on the cover with his wiener out. He's a model.
I like that shirt a lot.
It's fun.
I like how it fits you, too.
TrevorRains.com has some really cool, cool clothes.
I
like want to
see
lot.
It.
He's very cowboy-inspired, and, like, he used to work for Heatherette, and,
That's a cool...
Yeah, he's with Richie Rich, and...
Heatherette is one of the first companies...
David LaChapelle.
Oh, my God. That's one of the first companies that Paris Hilton started modeling for.
That's
I want
right.
the cat away. The cat...
Put it behind you.
Look at that face. Look at
their
face!
It's such an ugly but like endearing
so cute.
Face. That's like me. This is the cat version of me.
It's like a pug cat.
Like a weird face.
The cat smells better though.
Oh, thank you. You gotta get those little digs in there. You know what I'm saying? Last night, Sarah Silverman was at the Comedy Store.
Did you see her?
I went up right after her. I
oh, you
followed
did?
Sarah Silverman last night.
In the OR?
No, in the belly room.
Oh, nice. So she did all the rooms last night?
She did. Yeah, she just jumps around and does the rooms. She did great. She looks great too.
She does? What is she doing? Why is she up? She's
her
and Martin Lawrence and
yeah.
and what's his name?
He doesn't
Dave
necessarily
Chappelle
look so great.
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, he doesn't look like I remembered him looking.
I just see him in that woman fat suit. That's the only reason I know. That's the only way I know him. He has that big mama's.
But Sarah Silverman, like, she's 40 and she's like hot and. Like, I don't know, it makes me feel like...
Is she 40?
She's 40. She just turned 40, and she looks like she's, like, 20, like, 8, maybe. And she's, like, really cute. I don't know.
Is
40 not old anymore? Like, I'm confused.
Not really.
I think it is.
Like, if you were, like, a 40-year-old, does that, like, turn you off as being too old?
I don't... I don't know.
Because she's, like, not at all too old. Like, she's, like, great. And she was so funny. And I went up after her and was really scared I was gonna fail. But I did great, too. The cat is trying to say things.
I know. What do you want to say?
Tell us our fortunes,
yes.
Kitty cat.
Whisper.
How was did you get to listen to any of Martin's comedy? Because he used to be really a killer back in that day.
I walked in. I mean, he's got a huge following. Like they're there for him. A lot of the people. But I like walked in and walked out, and it sounded like it was like some dirty stuff. And
I don't understand that. Like I think that's awesome that you know, especially this week back at the Comedy Store, it's been like you know these.
So many people
great,
have been popping
great
in.
Great people Chappelle popping in. Yeah.
Jeffrey Ross was there.
Yeah, Jeff Garland, all these guys. And I don't know, like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, they did 3 hours last night. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what I would talk about in 3 hours. Like, do you just get up there and just...
I'm like so eight? Comfortable with like, 10 to 15 minutes. No, but Chappelle, when I see it, because he'll come in at like 1 in the morning right before it's about to close. And one night, like 2 years ago, he came in at like 1 and stayed on stage till like 4.
That's crazy.
And I fell asleep during part of it just because I was tired. Like, not because it was bad, obviously. But yeah, he just talks. Everything's off the cuff with Chappelle. Like, he doesn't have material he's working on. He's just like, yeah, let me do 18 billion minutes on this topic. And
wow.
He's so smart. I've never seen anyone work so smart as him.
I need to do that. I need to be smart.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to, like, what do you do? Because you don't just go to college and get smart. You just have to be, like, really cool.
I guess so. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I when I get on stage, I'm now, like, I want to talk about stuff. Or, like, when people, you know, they're like, mention something and then I get like sparked to be like, okay, let's talk about it, you know. When I love off the cuff, and I'm getting a little more comfortable doing that, because now I'm just kind of like, it's fun to like play around, you know, with people and do that crowd work, as we call it in the biz. And because honestly, I could care less what people like, and especially like the times when I go up, everyone's just hammered, and you know,
you go, but you go up late, you think?
No, I got a good spot. I like my spots, they're fun, because it's one of those like, everyone's got a good buzz going on, and that's, I feel like, time. You know, I feel like everyone's like having a good time.
Excuse me.
Who's your influence? Do you have any comics that you just love, that you have always loved?
Like Robin Williams
for sure. Williams. Jim Carrey for sure.
Yeah, these are people you're like.
Well, thank you. I will take that. That's good. I'm like, damn, because those are definitely my guys. I just love that random, crazy character stuff, you know. Like, I've always wanted to be a character for Disney, if you're listening. I would love to work with them. The genie from Aladdin, I mean,
that is totally
just craziness. I love that. Who are your influences?
I don't know. I really am obsessed with Louis C.K. right now.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's so funny.
I like him a lot.
And I just discovered Jim Norton, who's like wild and funny. But I don't have people that I grew up like idolizing. I mean, I guess Andy Kaufman, because my dad made me watch Man on the Moon with him when I was like 10. And
with Jim Carrey in it?
Yeah. And I like was obsessed with that movie for a long time. And I'll never forget that I went to a used video store, and it was on sale for like $3. And I'm like, Dad, I love this movie so much. Can I please buy it? And he's like, no, you don't need to buy a DVD. And I'm like, Dad, please, like, it's $3. I'll give you the money, because I didn't have money with me. And he wouldn't let me get it.
For $3?
Yeah. My dad is so weird about buying DVDs.
So what does he do? Pirate them instead?
No, he just doesn't watch things. Oh. He only watches things on TV.
And reads like travel information.
Yeah, he won't buy a movie. Oh. I've asked for the Psycho DVD for Christmas every year.
That old one?
Yeah, the original. Psycho DVD and Singing in the Rain, which my friend finally bought me.
I like Singing in the Rain. That's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh my God. Psycho and Singing in the Rain. And Young Frankenstein and Back to the Future.
And what?
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, Back to the Future. The first one, second one, third one, all of them.
First and second.
I love those. Yeah, the third one was a little like, Wild West,
Who was telling you recently that there was supposed to be one movie? Someone...
There's supposed to be what?
Well, 2 and 3 were supposed to be one movie.
Oh, right.
And then they decided to break it up to make more money.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't know, Harry Potter, maybe? Or Twilight?
I will never see a Harry Potter, or read a Harry Potter, or Twilight. I hate those things.
You, this is the thing that...
I don't believe in it.
Did you see the thing on the Comedy Store's Tumblr page this week, where it was like, 2011 is the biggest year for sequels? They're having Fast and the Furious 5. And it's called Fast 5.
Oh my really? God. Cars it should be called 2. It's 2012 and Let's All Die.
Seriously, just... There's every movie has a sequel coming out. And I'm just like, wow, we've turned it. Like, Alvin and the Chipmunks 3 or something. Oh, I'm like, God, who
was
cares?
Ryan Reynolds the big movie star in it?
And Alvin and the Chipmunks? Yeah. Probably.
Wasn't he in that movie, Ryan Reynolds?
No, he was in... No.
No, that was the guy who...
No, Ryan Reynolds was in one of those movies.
He was in...
He's so stupid, I hate him.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I think he's a joke. Does anyone else agree with me?
That he's a joke?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
What has he done that's good?
No, My Name is Earl was in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
No, but Ryan Reynolds was in it... Whatever. I'm not going to get this wrong, because people are going to be Googling it right now and be like, no, Esther, it's wrong. But I swear that he was.
That Ryan Reynolds was in
it?
Yes. No, it was My Name is Earl guy, whatever.
No, there was. Okay. Ryan Reynolds was in some stupid movie like that then.
He was in the Amityville Horror. And he was in.
I think he's so not cute at all.
He's the Green Lantern. I can't wait for that. That's going to be good.
I think he's not cute. And Anne Hathaway, I hate her.
So you're not excited about the Oscars at all?
Well, I am because I'm obsessed with James Franco, and okay. I want to marry him.
You just got on Twitter.
Yes.
I love how that's news. Everyone?
James Franco.
Egypt is good, but even better, James Franco is on Twitter now.
Follow him.
Follow him now.
What is he going to say? I don't know. I want to run into him somewhere in LA and just be like, hi, I don't know who you are. I'm a regular girl, and I'm very pretty.
You can't say you're a regular girl. That sounds so lame. You have to spice it up. We're going to give you a makeover, a sexy bombshell makeover.
I need, 14 makeovers.
A sandblast.
Why would you be my, gay fairy princess, who met,
I'm not that kind. I don't have a show on Oxygen or anything. I could care less. I'm not David Tatara.
Or what's that guy that was on the Queers?
No.
Guy? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That show was well for a while. Did well for a while.
I see them all the time at Starbucks, those guys.
I see the women from The Real L Word all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch
Where do you see them at?
At the gay Starbucks. At the gay
Starbucks, yeah. The women from The Real L Word. I want to hang out with the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, that would be my fucking dream, because I'm obsessed with those. I've never seen the show, but Housewives from Beverly Hills, they're like the queens.
I want to, I kind of stalk Lisa Vanderpump on, because A, I love her, last name is Vanderpump.
That's so stupid.
That's so amazing. And she's the coolest lady, and she owns two restaurants, and I think the world of her. And I kind of I stalk her on Twitter. And she has
What's?
I don't know. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, what's with people being obsessed with reality stars? I'm obsessed with so many people. Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, she has a new show.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, let me tell you about it. What is this? Oh, yeah. She has a show on Oxygen called That's So Aubrey or something like that. My friend Trevor actually did a photo shoot with her in Palm Springs for the show. So she's back.
Aubrey O'Day, if you don't know, she was on Making the Band on MTV with P. Diddy.
Damaged. Keep going. Damaged, I'm going to do a little background. Damaged.
She was the best dancer, the best singer, so hot, so together. And then she gets in the band and she just becomes this train wreck. She gets fat. She gets fat and she just is
She had a slutty phase there for a second.
Yeah.
Because everyone was kind of oh, she's going to go into porn or something. She was she was saying she was bi, and then she was crazy, and she would eat ice cream and drip it all over herself. Black
guys fucking girls.
Yeah.
She got her own milkshake at Millions of Milkshakes on Santa Monica Boulevard, and I went for the opening of it, for the debate, the premiere for milkshake.
You went to the premiere of a milkshake.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
How, Esther, that's only I would do that. I was the only person there. No, there were other retards there too, but they were all 14.
Uh-huh. So you blended right in.
Yeah, it was. And I remember I had to I kept calling, what's the Aubrey O'Day milkshake going to be? And it was chocolate and strawberries.
That sounds good. Did you know that golden voice, remember that homeless guy?
He just did the milkshake thing too, right?
Who?
He got a milkshake.
Yeah. Who did?
The golden voice who sounds like this.
Who's that?
Wow, that was pretty good.
That was really good.
How do you not know who he is? The homeless guy that they found that had the voice of a radio guy.
He sounds like this.
Hi, welcome.
When did this happen?
He got a milkshake that was really, I need to be a voiceover guy.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Wait, I want to do in a world of chaos.
Yeah, do one about my life, real quick.
A young girl with a dream.
Get this cat off me.
Wants to, went up after Sarah Silverman. Little Esther, coming July 2011.
He's so good.
That's pretty awesome.
That was good.
But
what was his milkshake?
I don't know.
Gravel and
that's
mulch?
Something gravel, heroin, and meth,
cigarette butts, cigarette ashtray.
When did he become a big deal?
He got, because of YouTube. You put anything on YouTube.
It was a month ago, and it was recent. All over the news, all over YouTube.
Who wants to go to Millions of Milkshakes? I do.
I've never been to Millions of Milkshakes.
I go all the time.
Because I don't believe in buying an $8 milkshake.
It's an experience.
Is it really?
Yes.
So I can find out what LaToya Jackson likes in her milkshake.
Yeah, they have those shittiest celebrities now. Whenever I'm babysitting, I'm like, you guys want to go get Millions of Milkshakes? So sometimes there with 2 8-year-old boys.
What, who's They have like the Kardashian milkshake.
Yeah. What do I always
get? Dracar and chocolate.
What did you say?
Dracar noir and chocolate.
I always get the Miley Cyrus shake.
What's that taste like? Her dad?
It's brownies and cookie dough. It's so good.
Brownies.
Is this like a famous place? I've never heard of this place before.
Oh, and you're going to talk shit that I don't know the Golden Voice guy. Millions of milkshakes. They do. Celebrities get their own milkshakes. There was a Britney shake, but I think they took it away.
Oh, it'll be back. Oh, you watch.
Vanilla and herpes?
Yeah.
There was a Paris Hilton shake, which, oh, I can't remember what it was. It was like peanut butter and chocolate.
And semen.
Yeah. Like, the celebrity comes in and makes the shake and is like, yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. They have videos. And Lindsay Lohan had a shake and hers was like fruity, so I didn't want it because I like chocolate.
Paris Hilton was probably just like gummy bears. It's probably the worst milkshake ever. Like, I like gummy bears.
No.
I think they're cute.
I take this very seriously. Hers was Reese's peanut butter cups.
See, I think mine would be pretty dope.
Mine would be too. Mine would be the Miley, though. Miley and I got it covered with brownies and cookie dough.
I think mine would be like chocolate, peanut butter, and bananas. Nutella, peanut butter.
They have Ferrero Rocher. Nutella, that peanut butter, good.
And bananas.
I have to go to Millions of Milkshakes plus, today by myself.
Because that's kind of like what Elvis did, too. He had like a big peanut butter and banana thing. And plus, I kind of have Elvis hair. So
I have limited edition Elvis Reese's peanut butter cups that I got like 3 years ago at some anniversary of his, and I still have them underneath my bed.
Really?
So Mom and Dad, don't touch those.
I have some Elvis history in my family.
What is it? Tell me, because I'm obsessed with Elvis.
Okay, it's funny. My grandmother went to high school with Elvis Presley in Tupelo, Mississippi, back in the day, I guess. And there's actually pictures. So she like grew up with Elvis, and then she married my grandfather, and my grandfather was the horse manager. He bred his horses. Like he had the Circle G Ranch.
Yeah.
My grandfather worked for that, and so Elvis bought my grandfather a Cadillac.
Oh my god!
And Priscilla Presley bought my mom's horse, which was named Sugarfoot.
I know that they had a horse named Sugarfoot. I remember hearing that
documentary. And that was my mom's horse, and she was so pissed off at Priscilla Presley. And Priscilla Presley also stole my grandmother's hair. Like, that whole, like, black bouffant, like, that, you know what I'm talking about? Like, that Elvira hair? Like, there's pictures of my grandma with that hair, so Priscilla Presley stole my grandmother's hairstyle.
But I bet that was a popular hairstyle. And that Priscilla was just famous.
This little cat is just like, hey.
I don't know what's going on.
The cat really needs attention.
Seriously.
Brian's not giving the cat enough attention. It's got problems.
She, I think the hairstyle might have been, you know, popular or whatever. I mean, it was like, what?
I didn't mean 60s? To challenge your grandma.
But it's crazy, though, because, like, when he died, everybody stripped the car. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, stripped my grandfather's car. Like, this is Elvis's car. Like, it went, like, because I was, like, pissed off because I could be driving around in Elvis's car right now.
Yeah.
And.
You mean, like, they took every piece off of it and stole it?
Yeah,
and
stole it.
Souvenirs.
Totally. And Elvis fans are fucking
insane.
Monkeys.
It's insane. And, like,
I want to go to Graceland so bad.
I was in Mississippi for Christmas. Memphis. And I really wanted to go, but it was cool, like, to walk down Beale Street and stuff. And I was walking down Beale Street with my brothers, and it's just, I mean, it's like the Hollywood Boulevard of Memphis. Yeah. Like, Elvis, barbecue. Mm-hmm. And it was weird, because I was like, it's so weird that, like, we have that little history in our family of, like...
That's special.
Because there's, like, magazines with, like, Elvis performing in, like, high school, like, on top of a table, like, in the lunchroom, and, like, my grandmother, like, yay! Like, and her face is circled, and it's crazy.
Oh, my God. You know that Nick... This is... Because when I got really into Elvis, like, when I was in college and really bored, Nicolas Cage, you know how he dated Lisa Marie Presley?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have a theory...
He also did Season of the Witch.
His acting makes me so uncomfortable and nervous. Like, I have to leave the room. It's so... It's freaky. He, like, is doing weird things with his face and, like, challenge... I don't know. But they, like, say that he only dated her because he was so... Because people get obsessed with Elvis or, like, obsessed. And that he only dated her because he was so obsessed with Elvis. And she took him up to... Because in Graceland, in the tour, you don't get to go to his room.
Right.
It's locked and it's, like, left exactly the way it was when he died. And she took him up there.
And they had sex. And
I don't think they did, but I bet he was probably like...
Why wouldn't you think they had sex?
Why would she have sex
in her dad's room?
Well, if he's dead, why does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but it's like... so that place is like so sacred to everyone. Like, no, you don't... I'm sure they like went and he was just like looking at her stuff. Because he does... First of all, he probably wouldn't want to have sex with her. He just wants to like look at her dad's stuff. And like touch things.
Down in the jungle room.
It's not always
there. I was walking in Memphis.
Pretty little thing. Oh my god.
I love that song. That is weird. It's fun. It's a fun. I love Memphis. I think Memphis is a cool, cool town.
I will probably never go.
Well, I'll go with you. Really? If you want to go, we could do like a trip.
I'm just scared. It's a My parents will scare me out of doing anything. They're like, no, it's a very dangerous neighborhood.
Everything's. You know, it's so funny when parents say that. My mom was like, even like going to Memphis, because we were in Mississippi, it's so like, you know, out in the boondocks, and then you go into like Memphis, which is a big city obviously, and my mom would like put the fear of God in me and my brothers. She'd be like, okay, if you're going into Memphis, stay close, pick a safe word.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Mom, it's like 11 a.m. Like, I don't think we're going to get, like, mugged in downtown Memphis. And we're all above 6 foot, you know? I don't think someone's going to mess with three tall guys, you know?
What was that movie that came out with Dane Cook about murdering people? Do you guys remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Dane Cook and murder?
A murder movie?
Yeah. Like, Mr. Banks or something.
Oh, like a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw that movie.
I want to play.
Are you looking it up? I saw that movie. It's like about Dane Cook who likes wants to murder people. I don't know. It was really stupid, I think.
You know, times are tough when Dane Cook wants to murder people. Like, he's on a rampage.
No, I don't think this is a times were tough thing. I think this was like, I'm going to be...
Mr. Brooks?
Yeah, Mr. Brooks.
Oh.
This was like, I'm going to be a serious actor.
An actress. Serious actress.
I saw him driving the other day, and I was like, oh, I hope he doesn't like think I'm looking at him. But... No, I saw that movie, Mr. Brooks, right before I moved. Who's the main guy in it? Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Costner.
And it's
Kevin Costner and Dane Cook?
Together. Dane Cook. Together.
Again.
My parents took me to see it right before I moved to LA, and I was like, so scared. I'm like, then they had to tell me, like, no, only murders happen at 3 a.m.
It looks like it got pretty good reviews. Really? I actually never even heard of this
movie.
From
the executive producer that brought you Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, no one knows about this movie.
And the Postman.
Yeah, right? And Dane Cook.
Demi Moore's in it, too. Holy
what?
Shit.
Is she? I don't remember.
Weird.
She's a throwaway.
Is Jessica Alba in it? Because I'll set myself on fire.
Yeah.
We hate Jessica Alba.
Why do you hate Jessica Alba?
Why is she so fucking popular? Why do people care that she's having babies?
Whoa. You were pissed. You just crossed over,
Esther. You don't even know. We're, like, armed.
Why? She's hot.
She's so not. There's a lot of hot people. We all know
there's
that.
A lot of hot people.
And she's not that hot. And she makes stupid movies. No, people think she's hot because they liked her in Sin City, is my guess.
I just really wish she was the Invisible Woman.
I just wish that she would stop thinking that she's so cool and, like, pouting.
I mean, do you really think she thinks that?
Yes.
Or are you just looking at characters in movies and judging her character?
I would never see her movies, first of all. Second of all, She's pregnant again. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
Breaking news. Who's not fucking pregnant in this town? I'm actually with child.
I'm not pregnant. Put me on the cover of a magazine for being special.
I'm pregnant, actually. my pee hole is swelling.
Gross.
I'm dilating.
But, no, yeah, she, like, is always in celebrity magazines, like, making a face like she's so...
Yeah, because there's some guy fucking hiding behind a fucking bush taking a photo.
It's not like... Then she'd be like, fuck you. She's just like, I'm a queen.
I love having my picture taken.
Yeah.
If someone's hiding behind a trash can and wants to take a picture of me, so be it.
It
is written. I will like... I mean, because I'm totally one of those guys too. They're like, can we just get a picture? And I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. Cha-ching. You know,
everyone, hold on. I need to take a picture. I know. That happened to me at the improv. Someone was like, hey, it's little Esther. And he was like... and then he walked away, and I walked back, like, and he was like, oh, yeah, can I get a picture? And I'm like, sure, yeah. And then his friend was like, oh, it's really grainy. I'm like, oh, we could take another one. And he's like, oh, no, it's okay.
Do you do a duck face? Because that's pretty hot right now.
Someone's telling me that it's ugly.
That,
what is it, like this?
Yeah, it's where you, like, you puff up your, like, your lips look like your butthole fell out of your ass.
I just do a big smile.
It's just like.
I think it's appropriate. I don't know.
I try to. I look evil in all my pictures. I think that's because I've got that. I'm very sinister looking.
I look chubby and weird, so that's evil is way better.
Evil and sinister.
I had an audition yesterday for chubby 15-year-old. Just so everyone, in case everyone wants to know where my Hollywood career is at.
Was it Teen Mom?
No, it was a teen horror flick, and I was playing the chubby teen.
The best friend who dies in the first scene.
No, I didn't die. I didn't die. Fortunately. But yeah, no, whenever I see the paparazzi standing outside of the improv, uh-huh. I like talk to them. So like they kind of know me and like uh-huh. recognize me, but not because I'm famous, just because I'm weird and try to give them tips. Like, yeah, they say like Jim Carrey's going to be here. It's no big deal.
And they flip out.
Yeah.
I would love to see Jim Carrey.
One of them was trying to hit on me, but he was like 14.
Oh, that little kid paparazzi kid?
The little kid paparazzi kid.
He's still around? He had a show. Did you see that?
No.
He had his own, like, it was like a documentary about him. And he was like, you know, his mom's like, I think this is, you know, not a good thing for
him to do.
Do they
make a lot of money?
Oh, shit, yeah. When your kid's buying your mom, you know, buying you a Range Rover, then shut up.
Wait, he's really 14?
Yeah.
He was like a kid.
Yeah. And there was all this talk about, like, how he's not, I don't know if he went to school or he was homeschooled or something. I think he was homeschooled.
Well, what, is he really rich?
Look, yeah, he had like, he, it was weird because it was interesting because he himself started becoming a celebrity. Like,
that's weird.
The paparazzi and all this stuff and all the,
that's a really bad sign.
Yeah. And then the stars, like the people, like the celebrities were like, oh, we want you to hang out with us and whatever. So then the paparazzi started taking pictures of the paparazzo. So it started spiraling downwards. This town is
evil. Well, he was hitting on me one time, so thanks a lot, everyone.
He hit on you?
Yeah, he was like, it was weird though.
Take you like to Mel's 13. Diner or something?
Yeah. But is he like a, is he super successful? Like, do those guys
know.
Get...
I mean, I'm sure, shit, I'm sure he's doing fine. We don't like hang out or anything.
Right.
I'm like, hold on, let me text him. Oh. I hope he's in school's out. It's Saturday.
I love seeing paparazzi. It's so exciting. Like, people are like, oh, it's so annoying. Fuck that. Those people, they don't understand that that's really cool to people from the Midwest.
That you see paparazzi people out? Yeah.
I'm obsessed with California. I wanted to live here so bad when I was in high school. I can just drive around and just be like, it just like fulfills my teenage dream inside.
Oh.
Not to reference Katy Perry because I think she's stupid.
You think everyone's stupid?
I don't think Lady Gaga's stupid.
Okay. Well, because she'd kill you. Like, you would...
No.
She has her Gagaloo fans.
Gagaloo,
whatever. XO, what are they called? Something?
Mother Monster.
Well, they have... And Justin Bieber, you don't want to piss him off.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to piss... his fans will kill you.
You don't like Justin Bieber. I think he's fine.
Bieber fever.
He's confident.
He's all over the place now. He needs to backtrack because I'm getting.
No, I don't agree with that.
He's all over the place. He has that phone commercial. He was on CSI.
They're capitalizing.
Yeah, did you see him get shot on CSI?
I
didn't see that.
I played it back. Do you remember that movie Death Becomes Her?
Yes, yes. I love that movie.
Like, I was Goldie Hawn watching Madeline Ashton getting, like, choked out. Like, I just kept rewinding it. Like, it was so... Because I was like, oh, it's Justin Bieber getting blown out. And, like, it was... I just kept... Oh, it was so good.
I watched that movie so many times on TV when I was, like, 8. Maybe that's why I messed
up. I would like to talk about Madeline Ashton. Yeah,
Isabella,
I love that movie.
Rossellini.
Siempre vida. Live forever.
What a weird movie.
And now a warning. Now? That's the best movie. Those are my movies right
But yeah,
there.
Justin, I don't agree with the whole, like, oh, they're overexposed. No, they're making the money that they can make right now, and they should just keep doing it. People are giving offers. What are you going to do? Say no.
But, I mean, you don't think that there's, like, that point when it does go south. Like, I mean, if you're constantly in... I guess that's part of, like, the business
world.
It'll
naturally, like, die down on its own. People.
I don't know. Because I don't want, like, Justin Bieber to become, like, Prince William, you know, of, like, America.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to fall off.
I don't care
in the next
who
couple years.
He's going to marry.
Is he gay? Do we know if he's gay or
not? No, he's not gay. But he's going to get that, you know, he's still growing. His look
he's
is still
16,
growing.
Yeah.
You know? He's going to get that ugly, you know, he's going to turn into, like, a weird, creepy guy.
I hope,
you know?
So. He might not. I hope he's like Leif Garrett.
He could, but he might not.
Look at that kid that I see dead people kid. Have you seen him lately?
Oh,
where did he go?
Don't act like you don't know his name and aren't
what,
like...
What, Padalecki?
Isn't that Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, Haley Joel
Osment. Oh,
Osment.
Yeah. Who was the...
I was thinking of
Jerry Maguire. I was thinking of Jerry Maguire. Oh, this is my ringtone. for Black History Month.
How dare you?
That's awesome.
Let your ringer go off.
That's actually my friend from last night who I got filthy with, my friend Diana.
Brian has an obsession with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No, I don't.
Okay.
You do? Where did he go?
He came, I think he came out, but he like moved somewhere.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas came out of the closet? Oh, wait a second.
I'm sorry. Brian just said that he didn't have an obsession, but he seems to know the facts.
You're like, I'm on IMDb right now. Oh my God.
The rumor is that he came out and then hid. Like he like moved somewhere.
Wait, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is gay?
Supposedly.
What else, Brian?
I don't know.
There's a lot of people who are gay. There's a lot of people in this town.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's gay. But who cares? Gay is nothing anymore. Gay's hot. Gay is
if you're not on board, then who cares? You're in like Missouri or something.
Yeah.
There's a club here in LA called the Abbey that I recently went to.
Oh, why? Why?
I love the Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
I went there like two in the afternoon, Sunday.
Mine's FUBAR.
Packed. Packed. Two in the afternoon.
Who did you go with?
I don't even remember. I'm trying to
see,
remember.
I can't
went with Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, my friend, right. My friend Michelle, Michelle Wendell.
See, so a lot of girls go there now because the company that bought it was that the ones that own everything now. It used to be like really cool, but now I think it's like a tourist spot now to go to.
I can do that. Because
I honestly hate going to bars in here like, when you make your move, you know, and just seeing like people just standing around looking at each other, just drinking cocktails that are like way overpriced. And
I
stuff.
Love gay bars because I just go and there's no, even when there's no one dancing yet, I just fucking dance like a little loser.
You should have come with me last night to FUBAR. That was fun. I love FUBAR because it's like a New York club. It's
where
not,
is it on Santa
it's
Monica?
It's on Laurel and Santa Monica Boulevard, and it's cool. Nobody
Dude,
gives.
I live on.
Yeah,
Laurel.
I know. We'll
I gotta go.
We'll go. I'll go with you sometime. I like it because it's not a scene. You know, people. You know, it's like one of those like we just come here to have a good time. It's not like you know. Oh, those guys aren't wearing.
But you get to dance, right?
Oh shit! I was acting a damn fool.
Do they
on
play
there.
Gaga?
Yeah, they play. Yeah, they play everything, and it's cool too because they'll play like they'll play like old '90s music, like which I love too. Because
I love that
I'm
too.
I'm like, put on some Robin S, and I'm good to go. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, I have my night planned out. I'm gonna go to a gay club by myself. I'm gonna go to.
Why do you have to go by yourself? I'll go with you.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not used to having friends.
Who goes to clubs by themselves?
I do. Last night, where did I went somewhere creepy? Last night I went to, I was like going all around Santa Monica by myself.
Why?
Because I really want to move to Santa Monica.
Oh, the west side?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Have you ever had the really rich old man that just wants to pay you money and watch you, like, comb your hair or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Have you ever took him up on these offers or have you ever...
comb your...
No, actually, this is a really funny... when I first moved out here, it was actually at the Abbey because I was like, I guess this is where everyone goes. And there was a guy who was like, oh, I am a... He's like, I'm a photographer, I'm an agent, or something. I can't remember what it was. And I was just like, you know, fresh meat off the boat, you know? And like, he's like, I'd really want to, you know, take you out to dinner. So we went to the W over in Westwood.
Nice.
And so he's like, oh, you know, let's have some cocktails or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, you know, so what do you... And he was like talking about stuff, but I was kind of like, this is like bullshit what he's saying. So he's like, well, I actually have a... I'm staying over my room across the way. So he's not even staying at the W. He's staying at the hotel across the W. He's like, well,
whoa,
come up here because I have some portfolios that I want you to look at. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm not going to get raped at all. And so I go up there and he has like, it's not even portfolios. It's just magazines. And he's like, I could see you doing this. And he rips the page out. I could see you doing this. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you know. I was like, well, I got to get going now. And he was like, well, stay a while. And he, like, puts his hands on me. And I was like, oh, shit.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to wind up in a ditch. And
gay guys don't murder, rape. They just rape.
Something like that. But then I find out that the guy's married and has a son. So he's obviously coming out to
that's
L.A.
So bad.
To like, yeah, he's totally that guy in American Beauty.
My friend is...
I was like, oh.
What have you heard about Ryan Seacrest?
What about him?
I don't think he's gay. I don't buy that. I don't think I buy Travolta before I buy that.
I'll say that Ryan Seacrest is gay.
Really?
I don't see it at all. He's never going to come out. His parents don't know, but he's a secret gay. I honestly promise you, I know for a fact that he is.
Do you ever listen to a show, or are you just basing this off American Idol?
I'm not basing this off American Idol at all whatsoever. I'm basing it off of a gay guy that told me.
Oh, who?
I'm not going to say.
All right, so you're saying gay guys usually think everybody's gay.
I'm saying that Ryan Seacrest was like, "Hey, tell your friend over there that I want to fuck him," and he's never going to come out.
Yeah, it's probably the wrong person. No, the girl next to the guy.
Okay, right. You can say that. I mean, that's fine. But I'm gonna say you're
like sticking to that.
I'm for sure sticking to it. I know for a fact, but he's not out to any of his like. Family, or he's very religious. He's never gonna come out.
Yeah, well, there's people who do that.
Yeah,
it's like that's a famous thing.
People are like that all the time. He's one of them.
I'm a little more. I think the whole Travolta thing is weird.
I don't know.
It's just like he's there's rumors that he goes to like sex clubs and like he's gay into like clubs? Fisting yeah. and stuff like that. And I'm like, what?
There's photos of him kissing guys.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I've heard that about Will Smith. That
I honestly think that John Travolta is Kesha. I think because does anybody else think that Kesha looks like John Travolta?
That's a good
She totally
call.
Does.
That's a really good
That's
call.
Hilarious.
I think that's his revamping of the of himself.
That's funny.
But that's weird stuff. I can't I'm just so glad that I can be like who I am and don't give a rat's ass. I would hate to be like God.
Living a secret.
Like a secret and you have like a negotiation and all that stuff. I'm just kind of like
and especially if you get famous and then it's like ruins you and not really, but people think that.
That I have gay celebrity friends, so I'm okay.
Have you ever been in a long term relationship with another guy, or has it always been like 2 days? And then
he has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
He's a great boyfriend.
Now, when you're in a long term relationship when you're in a relationship with a guy, is it one of those things where you guys go to a club together and you're like, hey, let's get a couple guys to come home with? Like, there's no real cheating, or is there still cheating? Or
we had a phase where we we whored it out a couple times, but it was like with mutual friends. Like, we talked about it.
Are you serious? Yeah. Wait, you mean together you did it?
Mm-hmm.
So you had like a threesome.
Uh huh. With our friends.
See, that's what I always wonder, because it seems like the guys don't have the jealousy thing as much. It's more of like, we could all have fun here.
Right, right, right.
Whoa, yeah. I'm in shock.
It was weird. Well, I mean, it was a long time ago. I mean, you know,
how long have you been together?
We've been off and on. Oh my God, we've been off and on for like, 4 years.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's really impressive.
We're good now.
How long were you off for when you were off?
The first time or the second time?
I don't fucking care.
We were at almost like, I want to say like 5 or 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things because it's like, you know, we're very, I don't know what's the word. We're very not competitive with each other, but we're very, obviously you're living in Los Angeles, so it's like.
It's hard.
Different. Yeah, it's really hard.
It's like being at a candy store.
It's hard. Well, that
for gay guys. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, I mean, it's like it's hard because it's like, you know, I'm trying to do my thing as like, you know, as a comedian, whatever, and he's doing his thing with music and everything, and so that was actually his song that we played at the beginning.
I know, it's so good.
It's pretty sweet.
So when I was hanging out with you guys, I would never guess that you were on again, off again people because you're so like even keeled and.
Well, we're cool now. Like, I mean, at first it was just kind of like
you guys fight.
We didn't fight. It was just, you know, you get frustrated with how shit works out in this town. You know, it's like when something comes up and you're like, oh, yeah, we're doing this, we're doing that. And then all of a sudden it gets like pulled right out from under you. So it's just like,
I know you're familiar with that.
I'm very familiar with that. I know how that goes.
We all are. We're all promised things and then they're taken away from us.
Yeah. So it's like, you'd be great for this. I'll call you tomorrow. Okay, great. Tomorrow comes around, the next day comes around.
Justin was supposed to be on a really big show. And then the next day after a party, they were like, never mind.
Yeah. Well, it was apparently Chelsea Handler threw me out of her Christmas party. So yeah. I was that guy that she talked about.
I don't understand that at
all. And you don't remember anything. You woke up the next day feeling.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things where it was like, Whitney Cummings was like, oh, you're gonna come with me, and I was like, sweet, cool, you know, I was very excited about it, and I got there and it was like Bobby Lee was there and John Caparulo was there and like all of her panel people were there. Yeah. And I was just like, wow, this is cool. Open bar. I mean, if you give me an open bar, you might as well just feed a gremlin after midnight. Because, I mean, you're just asking for horrible, horrible things to happen. Plus, when the DJ's walking around with a plate of Patron shots and is like, yeah, man, come on, acting like it's fucking Tijuana and just putting your head back and pouring them down your throat. And everyone was just crazy. And I even told Whitney, I was like, I'm not going to be that guy tonight. I swear to God, I'm not going to be that guy tonight. She was like, we're all going to be that guy. And I'm like,
see, oh, I didn't understand. I didn't know that you got out of control. I thought it was like you went to the party and everything was fine. And then the next day they were like, we're not using you.
Oh, anymore. No, it was out of control. It was. I didn't know you were out of control. Oh, everyone was out of control. People had their shirts off. Like, pants were off. Like,
Where was it?
It was at
this the... This is the Chelsea Christmas party. Yeah. Chelsea Lately.
It was at the...
There has to be video of it.
Oh, there's. I'm sure. There has. That's the messed up part about it is like, I don't know because I remember like, I remember the Black Eyed Peas coming on.
That's a really bad sign.
And I hate the Black Eyed Peas. And
I remember
like vaguely some guy being like, "You need to go." And I was like, oh, I guess it's late.
What the fuck did you do?
I don't know. To this day, no one, if anybody out there knows what I did at the Chelsea Handler Christmas party, please contact me on Twitter at justmartindale, JustMartindale. Because I have no idea.
That really sucks, though.
I have no idea. And I would think, you know, if Chelsea Handler were to... Chelsea Handler, P.S., who has a book called Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea, throwing me out of her party.
It's not like you're going to hurt someone.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he raped the Black Eyed Peas.
I grabbed Fergie from the back and was just like, people in the place! If you did that,
I would be so on board.
I'd be a hero.
I hate that.
But that's the thing. I'm like, did I puke? Did I kick a pregnant woman? I don't think I would do that ever. But like,
and you never got an explanation. They were just like, we don't want you anymore. Like, what did they say to you?
No, what happened was, like, I woke up the next day and I honestly felt like Snow White in the morning. I was just like, ah, like birds were chirping
How
and shit.
How could you not?
And then I called Whitney. I don't remember how I got home. That's the thing. Don't remember how I got home. And I called Whitney up and I'm like, God, that was so much fun. And she's like, we kind of got thrown out. And I'm like, we did? And she's like, okay, just kidding. You did. And I was like, what?
She didn't know?
No. I don't think so. We haven't really like talked about it. But like, you know, we've obviously been like, she's like, yeah, Chelsea Handler kind of threw you out of the party. And I'm like, dude, I fucking rule. I think that's all. I was like, Chelsea Handler, cool. So, yeah, everyone's kind of like, I feel bad about it, of course, because I'm just like, Jesus, what did I do? I hope I didn't make a mess.
I feel like there's nothing you could have... I feel like...
It seems impossible to me.
But the weird thing about it, too, is like, you know, Whitney was even like, you know, of all the nights that Chelsea doesn't get wasted and hammered at a party, This was the night, because apparently, like, 50 Cent or something was going to show up or something, and so she wanted to look all good for him. I don't know. I'm so bad at,
you know, she's hilarious. There's a club in Arizona where one of the guys that worked there, that he worked the security, I guess when Chelsea was there, she went out with, like, all the employees of the club and just got butt-ass wasted.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, hey, come here. You want to see Chelsea Handler sucking my dick? I'm like, what are you talking about? He pulls out his phone. It was a picture of her passed out with his dick in her mouth, just laying there.
Was it a recent picture?
This was, like, 3 years ago.
That story is everything.
The talent coordinator at the Comedy Store always says how she would be like, well, Tommy, like, why don't we just hook up? Which, you know, with his
And they call her at the store, they call her Cunty Lately or Cunty. Jeff, what was my stomach?
Well, everybody.
That was your stomach?
Yeah.
The Comedy Store hates all women that are successful.
I doubt that.
I don't think that's
true. I don't think that's true at all either.
No, not the Comedy Store, the comics there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. hate them all. Hate them all.
But yeah, to me, when I hear that story, I'm like, they must have just decided like to go with someone different. I can't imagine.
Well, they went with some guy
that you did something.
Well,
so
if he
wrong.
Did get kicked out, and that is legit, and then the next day they choose somebody else, it had to have something connected. Yeah. You know, I would just fucking start asking people like
I have, and nobody remembers. I think everyone was roofied. I think because Bobby doesn't remember. John Caparulo doesn't remember. I remember looking over at Caparulo with his, like, he was wearing, like, a t-shirt and shorts, jamming the fuck out to Kesha's TikTok. And, like...
These are interesting memories.
John Caparulo and TikTok? No, it wasn't. Wow. No, it was the Tonight We're Going. Yeah, it was that song.
It's my kind of song.
Yeah, and so Caparulo jamming out to Kesha, and I remember picking up the makeup girl and throwing her around my waist and, like, picking her up. And I think her husband was there.
Oh,
like,
there we go.
So that probably may have been it. But I don't think so, because honestly, I would be like, really?
Maybe she wasn't wearing underwear and you just showed her butthole to everybody and you're
throwing
her
around. That's her fault.
But it's the makeup girl. That's not anyone.
She's not a real person.
Yeah. It might have been Chelsea's best friend and her husband was there and they're going through time because he has cancer or something. And it could have been like this whole backstory that no one knows about. Have you asked Chelsea?
No. Like, she's going to talk to me. Like, she's like, oh, let's talk things out.
On her show, she even said, I threw someone out.
I made it to her monologue. She's like, for the first time ever in Chelsea Lately history, I threw a drunk guy out. And I'm like, it sucks too, because that's not me. I'm like one of the nicest guys ever. I feel
so weird.
I feel like I'm just like, shit, of all the times, I was totally that guy at the Christmas office party who was just like, I'm like, great. So if anybody knows Chelsea
let
Handler,
us know.
I got a friend that knows her, so I'm gonna do some research,
because my friend Fortune she just got added to the round table Fortune Feimster, and her and I, like, it's so weird, we did La Jolla together with Matt Edgar and and Byron Bowers and Francisco. I have to add them all. We were the fresh faces of 2011. Mm-hmm. And we got back and she was like, oh yeah, they just hired me as a writer for Chelsea. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Because her and I are always like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Because our comedy experience, she's the fat lesbian, you know.
On Chelsea Lately now. She's always on it now.
Yeah. She's great. And it was just, she is.
No, she is, I know, but
I'm
you
like,
may,
oh, she's, like, so she's good. Great.
No, she is. She's so fucking funny.
I'm like cutting my leg.
This is the second person that's been at my house that's been kicked off at Chelsea Lately.
Who's the first one?
Brody Stevens.
See, I was never on it. Yeah, Brody. But I was never on it.
Brody. Oh my God.
I got on the stage. Like, I was like, they were like, okay, this is how it's gonna go down.
Oh, so it was at the studio, the party?
No, the party was at the, what the hell is the name of that? The Wiltern Hotel? Wiltern?
The Wiltern, yeah.
That's a theater, that. No.
That is a theater. What's the one?
The Warshen.
Warshen.
No. It's Wilshire? No, that's
no.
Street.
Yeah.
I know, it's the West.
The Westin. Who knows? The Wiltern.
That is a place.
But it was like the penthouse upstairs. It's like you had to take the elevator all the way up. And it was a fun party, but...
I'm sure it was.
But it was just like, you know, you cross over at that point where you just don't... when you go up to the bar and you're like, can I have water? And they're like, no. Like, you're doomed. Like...
That happened to me once in college. D. Brown, this, like, sports ultimate basketball guy. Mm-hmm. I remember going and trying to get water, and he was like, no, give this shorty some drink. And
I'm like, give this
he
shorty.
Said, give the shorty some drink.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
And then I Googled him, and someone was like, do you know who that was? And I'm like, no, I don't give a shit. And they're like, it's D. Brown. I Googled him. He's, like, on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
D. Brown?
He's just a basketball guy.
Oh.
I think we should wrap it up, though, you guys.
We're sure.
Like an hour. Yeah,
this was fun.
This is good. I love Justin. He's so much fun to be with.
Well, thanks.
His
for
voices
me.
And everything.
In a world.
Now, do you Twitter? Do you Twitter a
yes,
lot?
Yes.
And it's just Martindale, right?
Yeah, JustMartindale.
He's so funny. And I want to say, if you haven't seen my new blog, I have a new blog. It's called thesixinthecity.com because I'm a six.
You've been freaking out on that blog lately.
Freaking out.
I mean, updating it a lot.
Yeah, I have fun with it.
Why? What made you think you needed two blogs, though? That's kind of confusing.
Because my other stuff, like my site, is just for like updates, and my Esther with Hot Chicks is just for pictures with hot chicks. This is like kind of like anything that I think of and take a picture of my day. It's like, it's just for me, it's like a relaxed thing because I don't have to be like, oh, I have to get a picture with a hot girl. I don't have to like have a career update. It's like just whatever. It's not supposed to be like a comedian thing. It's just like in my own world thing.
Right.
I love doing the blog.
Do you blog, Justin?
No, I hate typing.
Do you Facebook?
I really do. I mean, I don't know. I kind of want to. I'm working on a website right now, but I should blog more. I just don't know what I should.
It's so fun.
What do I just, you just like talk about stuff? Like,
you look at my blog. I talk about how I went to the doctor and have high cholesterol and I'm not telling anybody about it, even though I just said it on my podcast.
you have high cholesterol?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
What's that from? Like eating sweets so much?
I don't know. Yes, but also genetic.
Oh.
I genetically have high cholesterol. And I talk about how I have bad breath.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever find out what that's from?
I think I know what it is.
You swallowed
halitosis?
Shit.
No. What did you say?
Do you have halitosis?
I've heard of that. What is that?
It's where you have bad breath for life?
Yeah.
No, I think it's there's like a stomach acid problem. So I have to start taking calcium carbonate things. Tums, basically. Yeah. And that's going to... Because it's getting better already. I started taking it last night.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else?
My acid feels better.
But yeah, so I'm just blogging about whatever, like, you know.
Cool.
I can't remember what else I put, but check it out, thesixinthecity.com.
Oh, there's a, and also there's a, I was going to say there's a digital LA thing, like a panel, a social media panel on April 1st up at the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. I think Nick Youssef and myself are on it, and I don't know who the other one is, but it's all about, like, social networking, tweeting, and Facebooking, and all that stuff, and how it helps, you know, get your stuff out there. And
so people that want to like follow you, Twitter would probably be the best.
Or, yeah. And I'm pretty awesome on Twitter.
And
myself,
come see him at the Comedy Store if you're in LA, because he's somebody to see.
I'll be there tonight. Yeah,
and Cobb's in a couple.
Cobb's San Francisco next week, South by Southwest. I'm working with a friend of mine because we were going to go as the Comedy Store, but that kind of didn't work out.
Yeah, what happened there? Like, Comedy Store just backed out or something?
I don't know. It was all sponsors and whatnot, and then we couldn't get on. They wanted us to open for like Austin Comics, and we were like, pshaw. And so I actually talked to a friend of mine last night who was like, you know, I can get us a space. Do you want to do it? And I'm like, yeah. So hopefully I'll be in South Bay because I really want to go back home. So that would be great.
That would be nice for you. I also am doing a show. The more info will come later, but March 13th, Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Improv Lab. This is my first show that I'm, like, producing, and it's me and two other people, and we're doing character stuff.
So oh, that's cool.
I'm really excited about it. It's weird. Oh, me and two very weird people. All right, so that's it. People. Let's sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks, guys,
we'll
for
see
listening.
You guys. Thank you. Is that your phone?
Meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I'll whip up my drumstick. That will make your eyes gleam. Lick it up quick before it melts on the floor. I got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay, meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I can test on my luck. You can play on my team. Let's do the banana split on the dance floor. Got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay.